The thoughts and views on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily of WMUN or Woof Boom Radio. This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa, say play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
Hey, hey, happy Saturday, Muncie, Delaware County. It's your girl, Lindsay Marie. And as always, I'm here with another connecting point. You know, just recently, it was Thursday, March 14th, we just had a tornado that really affected a lot of our folks. And I just want to pause on that and provide space for us to talk a little bit about that and, you know, talk about a little, you know, safety tips and what is currently happening, updates for the people of Selma and Winchester. So with that, I have my new friend, Miss Leslie Bean. Leslie, you are Regional Disaster Officer at American Red Cross. Correct?
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, hello. That was a lot right there for me to, I was struggling with your title there. Regional Disaster Officer. Okay, wonderful. Listen, thanks for being here, first and foremost.
Happy to be here.
Yes, thank you for your service. You serve quite a region, right? Tell me about the region that you serve.
Yes, so the Indiana region of the American Red Cross is made up of most of Indiana, a little bit of Ohio, Kentucky and Illinois, and so it makes up 104 counties.
Okay, wow, 104 counties. So you are serving quite a population of people. You know, when this all went down, first and foremost, I'll speak for myself. I'm not going to speak for my whole city, but I know that when we get those alerts, right, sometimes I don't take them as serious as I should. I'm just going to be honest, Leslie. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. So when I got that alert, I think this time I took it more serious because, first of all, it scared me mm-hmm. when it came to my phone. Mm-hmm. But it was a warning, mm-hmm. right? Which let's talk about the difference between a tornado warning versus a watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So that tornado watch is when conditions are favorable for some severe weather tornado activity. And then that warning is when it could be imminent. One has been sighted. You should seek cover immediately. Whereas in the watch, you can be watchful and, right. and watch out for when that could change into a warning.
Yes. I like how you said that, because a watch is more like, watch out. It could happen. You know, there are things happening outdoors that, you know, it's the perfect recipe for it to happen. But warning is warning, one has been sighted, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So take cover. So that's the energy that I felt when I read that message and heard that, you know, alarming sound from my phone. My boys and I, we went down to the basement. Mm-hmm. We went into the basement. I took it serious. The dog came down. I even brought down some candles. And even though I did all of that, I also brought my laptop. And what did I do? I went straight to Facebook. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see how people were doing, what was going on. I did see that quite a few people were kind of, you know, surveillance in the area with their cameras and things of that sort. Because sometimes, like in Muncie, Indiana folks, we don't always see the urgency, right? Until it's boom right there. Mm-hmm. So can you share with us, I don't know, just some of the tips in when we do get those alerts, maybe?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. First and foremost, having a place where you know you would go. Mm-hmm. You would go for safety in your home, whether that is a basement or whether that's an inner room, a bathroom, preferably a place without windows,
right.
Possibly the bathtub if needed. But having that safe place to go is really important.
Yeah, very important. I mean, this is considered tornado season, right?
Yes, like severe. We just had severe weather week last week, and so yes. And last year, if you remember this time, we had some tornado activity throughout the state as well.
Wow, wow. Being with the American Red Cross, do you all kind of in your regions kind of eyeball spaces and places that are more prone to tornado activities?
What I would say is that there's a certain time and certain conditions in which we're monitoring. And so those weather conditions, we'll get those weather alerts just like everyone else. Mm-hmm. Also, just the National Weather Service is really good at providing information as to when those conditions are favorable. And so our teams kind of spring into action in things, what we call readiness activities, making sure that we have people who are ready to respond, that all of our supplies are ready to go, and that we've connected with our partners to be able to provide services if needed.
Wow. Okay, so I know what I was doing to prepare, but you as a regional disaster officer, like, what do you do to get the troops ready?
Yeah.
Like, how did, like, what were you doing when I was going into my basement? Yeah, or maybe even before that, right?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
So we actually opened up what we call a watch floor. So we were on a Teams meeting, our leadership and our staff. There were about 50 people on a call just going through what our readiness activities were going to be. So, mm-hmm. again, putting those people on standby, calling our volunteers, making sure they were ready, making sure where all of our equipment and supplies were, and really watching situational awareness, getting those information about where those warnings were, and being ready to act.
Okay. Awesome. Well, listen, we're very grateful that you acted because, like I said, I got on Facebook, right? So many folks, I mean, one thing about our county is folks are very connected, right? We look out for one another. If you don't know somebody, trust me, you know somebody that knows that somebody. So I remember seeing at the aftermath just some of the posts and folks that were affected. You know, I was looking online. It looked like a number, I don't know if this number has changed, but around 40 people were injured in Thursday evening's tornado that made its way through Randolph County in the eastern part of Delaware County. Out of those 38 injuries, officials said that 3 were possibly critical. No fatalities were reported. Is that still correct on the fatality side?
Yes, I believe so. That's the information we've received.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go back to that night of, right? So you guys show up at the aftermath. How quickly are you guys on the scene?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah.
We were communicating very quickly with emergency management around what the needs were going to be. And as soon as it was safe to do so, we got people on the road. So what that means is we had a trailer full of supplies, mm-hmm. cots and blankets to be able to provide sheltering. So again, we were communicating with emergency management, and we arrived on the scene in the middle of the night and were able to open shelter. We didn't know exactly where that was going to be based on where the path of the tornado was. But again, communicating with our partners about where that would be, and we opened up and our doors were ready and open for people to have that safe place to go.
Oh my goodness. So are you going into, when you arrive, what is that like for you? I know we're getting ready to go to commercial, but when you first arrive, right, you're ready for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do, Leslie? What's your first go move?
So in terms of myself, I am communicating with our teams to make sure that, again, first of all, that they are safe and that they are providing that shelter, that they are priority one is finding a safe place for people to go. And so then the folks on the ground, they are setting up cots and blankets, mm-hmm. and registration.
Yeah.
So we register everybody that comes in so we can understand what their needs are and be able to serve them well.
Mm-mm-mm. That's amazing. I mean, just not only at, you know, what you're bringing, right? But folks, I mean, you are that safe space for them at that time because you're learning right on the spot, like what has happened, how this has affected them immediately.
Absolutely.
Another thing before we go on break, the power lines, right? And all of the power outages, y'all had to bring light, didn't you?
We made sure that we were in a location that we could have that shelter.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it. Well, listen, we're going to talk a little bit more about this after the break, your efforts, and how also the community can plug into your efforts and be a part of the help, right? Because that's one thing about Muncie. I mean, we love being a part of the solution. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that right here with Leslie Bean on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie.
This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa. Say play WMUN. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
All right, we are back from the break. And if you're just joining us, I am here with Regional Disaster Officer at the American Red Cross, Miss Leslie Bean. Thanks for being here again.
Glad to be here.
Yes, thank you so much. Because, you know, we've been talking about this recent tornado and how it affected a lot of our folks. So once again, thanks for your service. And, you know, during the break, we talked a little bit off the mic just about you arriving on the scene with your team. Can you share a little bit about that? Because, you know, us as, you know, my listeners, you know, we were taking cover. We were safe, right? But you all were jumping back into it. Tell me a little bit about just what the scene was when you arrived.
Absolutely. So getting to the location was certainly challenging. The power's out. It's dark. It's very dark. Power lines are down. We're getting situational awareness to make sure that our teams are safe. But we have a truck and a trailer and volunteers, and they're trying to get through the debris. There's lots of debris around.
Yeah.
And just getting to the scene was a little bit challenging, but we got there. We got there, and we were ready to serve.
That's amazing. And because you guys have all communicated already, you already have an idea of who's going to be on the scene, correct? You know, different partners, as you talked about, authorities, of course, right? You already have an idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We communicate very closely with emergency management, and certainly law enforcement is involved, and we really get a picture of that once we get to the scene.
Yeah, absolutely. One question I do, because everyone at this point is in crisis, right? How do you all prioritize, you know, assistance based on the needs of families and individuals? How do you do that?
Yeah, so that sheltering is so important. People having a safe place, a roof over their heads, because in many cases, their roofs are gone, literally.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that safe place. And then, of course, the next thing is food.
Yes.
People have to eat because in the shelter. And then the next thing is our disaster health services. So many people have lost medication or medical equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So doing an assessment of what those needs are. And then, of course, mental health needs, our disaster mental health team as well. But the partners in the community, there were partners in mental health and health, and we worked very closely with them to both assess those needs and provide for those needs.
I love that. See, now you're speaking my language, Leslie. I mental health is I'm a big advocate of mental health. So I love that that is a key piece that you all provide for folks because, you know, a lot of times, you know, the trauma, you don't see it on people all the time. It's in us, right? We carry it. So I love that you guys bring that component for folks that have been affected so that they can help, you know, unpack some of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that it is such an important piece. This is a very traumatic thing to go through a tornado. And if you've seen the pictures, you've seen the damage, and to go through that it's definitely traumatic.
Oh my goodness. Absolutely. So in light of this tornado, you know, one thing that when it happens real close, it hits different. This hit real different for me. And I definitely had that moment where I'm like, man, I'm glad I listened this time. I didn't fluff off on this and just think, just another windstorm, right? I'm glad that I listened and went down into my basement. And I'm sure many of our listeners are glad that they, you know, took precautionary measures as well. But with this one, you know, what I see a lot on social media, right? We see people recording and things of that sort. What advice do you give to residents that are, you know, in spaces like this? I mean, we are susceptible to tornadoes. Like, what advice would you give to folks that, you know, may be still skeptical about tornadoes?
Well, certainly looking at the data and how important it is to take cover. Those warnings are there for a reason, and so it's really important to take that. The other thing is to get knowledge about how to prepare. We offer a preparedness program called Be Red Cross Ready, and that's just a general preparedness program that teaches how to be prepared for all different types of hazards that might happen.
Okay. Where can folks find information on that?
You can go to redcross.org and find information, but you can also call 1-800-RED-CROSS and contact your local Red Cross. And we offer those classes in the community to different community groups, and we're happy to come out and share that information.
I like it. I like that. That's very good. And, you know, young people can learn this stuff too. Even, I mean, like my kids are elementary age, right?
Absolutely.
This is a conversation.
Absolutely. And we actually have youth preparedness programs as well. Mm. We have Pedro the Penguin, who talks about how to be safe. One of the most prevalent disasters are home fires, actually.
Wow.
80% of disasters are actually home fires.
Okay. All right. You're listening, my people. Home fires, you said 80%.
80% of disasters are
home
fires.
That's a big number. So to be educated on home fires and to have a spot that we can be educated on that alongside our youngsters, it's important.
Absolutely.
It's important. Awesome. If there is a listener that is thinking, you know, I love what they do. I'd like to volunteer or, you know, give some of my time. You know, what skills or qualifications are needed for someone to become a volunteer of the Red Cross, American Red Cross?
I'm so glad you asked, because we can use all types of volunteers. We have around 70 volunteers on this operation right now. They're doing everything from certainly that sheltering piece and feeding, distribution of emergency supplies. We even had a couple reunification requests that we worked through.
Wow.
There's logistics. There's disaster casework. So when you say skills and abilities, whatever skills and abilities you have, I suspect we can use them.
I love it. I love it because we got all sorts of skillful and amazing people right here in Delaware County and surrounding areas that, listen, you know, hit them up. And that's through the website as well, right?
Yes, redcross.org. And you can click on volunteer. And in fact, we have had numerous volunteers come in because of this event. And we were able to put them directly to work in those areas that I just talked about.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah.
Awesome. I always like to ask about youngsters. I can only imagine this may not be a situation that kids should be encouraged to come and volunteer, maybe?
There are opportunities for kids to volunteer, youth under 18.
Okay.
Not disaster relief operations specifically, but there are different opportunities. Those preparedness programs and things like that, they can help in different type of ways. So just encourage you to reach out and we'll provide that information.
I love it. I love it. So in the, let's say, you know, because I talk about this all the time, our folks like to help. Our folks want to be part of the solution in this area. Are there any other, you know, small ways, you know, outside of volunteering that our listeners can be a part of what you all are doing?
So one of the things that I just highly encourage is know your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that help people to recover after a disaster is to know your neighbors. Actually, it helps you bounce back quicker. And so that's just a piece of advice as well. And get involved in your community. Get to know your community. Know the different resources in the community as well.
That's good. That's really good because, you know, there are so many little nuances. You can kind of, like, just by knowing your neighbors, you know, this is outside of, you know, even tornado or disaster, right? When you know your neighbors, you know kind of a normalcy, a routine, you're able to kind of catch those outlier, you know, circumstances that may not be normal, that maybe it's something to, you know, alert your antennas and explore, right? Knowing your neighbors, knowing your community.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, listen, I appreciate your time. I appreciate what you're doing. I know that even outside of what you're doing for the American Red Cross, you have a lot of stuff on your plate, right? So thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you for having us.
Yes,
absolutely. Thanks for educating us. And, you know, as, you know, a community, we really do enjoy just being a part of something great, you know, being a part of the solution of something that it's going to take some time, right? And that's something that we don't always think about. Like, typically, like, during a disaster, I can only imagine that the time varies, right?
Absolutely.
Like that you come in and stay?
Yeah, depending on the scope and scale of the event, for sure.
Yeah.
But we're here. We're here in the community. We have an office here in Muncie, and we have local volunteers engaged as well.
Yep. Awesome. Awesome, Leslie. Well, listen, I appreciate your time. Appreciate what you're doing. And Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, listeners, thanks so much for listening in. As always, this is your show. I'm just holding the mic right here on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie.